Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst in the Global Markets Research Team. This is episode 10, and we're looking at the week commencing 27th January 2020. So, Lee, what have been the main developments in the FX market over the past week?
Well, we've clearly seen investor risk sentiment has deteriorated. That's triggered a reversal in FX market price action. The currencies which had been outperforming since last summer, such as the Asian emerging market and high-yielding currencies, we've seen them come under some selling pressure over the past week as those kind of favourable long positions have been lightened. In particular, we saw dollar CNY pop back above the 690 level. The kind of trigger for this reversal has been in part driven by the fears over the new virus, which has originated in China. That has created a new potential downside risk for the global economy, which market participants are now more closely monitoring going forward. At the same time as well, we'd also highlight that the Fed's balance sheet has also stopped expanding so far in 2020. That does follow the rapid pace of expansion that we saw towards the end of last year. So that has been a clear shift taking place there. And we think that potentially as well is creating a more kind of challenging environment for risk assets in the near term, and at the same time as well also helping the dollar to stage a rebound at the start of this year. Just looking at the dollar in particular, if you look at the dollar index, that looks like it's on the verge of closing above its 200-day moving average for the first time since the start of December. And then finally as well, the other kind of focus in the FX market that caught our attention last week was the performance of the Canadian dollar. That's certainly been knocked down a peg or two after the latest Bank of Canada policy meeting. The Bank of Canada was even more bearish than we had anticipated, and they signaled clearly that they've now opened the door for a potential rate cut if growth in Canada continues to slow on a more persistent basis going forward. So we think that basically leaves the Canadian dollar vulnerable to further near-term weakness going forward.
What are the key events to watch out for this week, Lee?
First up, I think financial market participants will be closely scrutinising the results from the regional elections from Italy. We have seen political uncertainty resurface towards the end of last week, when we saw the unexpected resignation of five-star leader De Mao. And the stability of the coalition government could also be tested by those regional election results. As we saw, the polls were pointing towards a high risk that the Democratic Party could lose one of their traditional strongholds to the Northern League. And if that has materialized, then that could lead to fresh speculation over the risk of an early general election again in Italy. And that has obviously the potential to at least have a marginal negative impact on investor sentiment towards the euro at the start of this week. We already saw euro-dollar kind of moving down towards the bottom of its recent 110 to 112 training range, and certainly the price action has been on the more heavy side of late. Elsewhere, the focus will then shift to the upcoming central bank meetings. First up, we've got the Fed's policy meeting, although we're not expecting that to be much of a market mover. We expect the Fed there to stick to their current plans for balance sheet expansion and also to keep their policy rate on hold for the rest of this year. We would note, though, that the recent data flow from the US has been on the more disappointing side, and that has resulted in downward revisions to estimates for Q4 GDP. And on top of that as well, we also saw as well the conference board's leading index that also dropped to a multi-year low, and points towards the risk of a further loss of growth momentum in the US economy at the start of this year. So on balance, we think that basically means that the risks are still in favor of the Fed potentially cutting rates as their next policy move rather than hiking rates. And we think that does still cast some doubt on the sustainability of the dollar's recent rebound. In contrast, though, I think the Bank of England's upcoming policy meeting has the potential to be more of a market mover. As we saw, opinions are more finely balanced over whether the Bank of England will deliver a 25 basis point rate cut as early as this month, Or alternatively, they could also take more time to assess the situation going forward. Certainly in terms of the latest data flow over the past week, there has been on the more encouraging side, showing that the UK labour market is holding up better than expected. And business confidence as well has improved significantly, rising to multi-year highs since the election. And I think that does provide encouragement to the Bank of England that the UK economy appears set to rebound in response to the reduction in Brexit and political uncertainty that we've seen since the election. However, though, I still think there's a good chance that the Bank of England will also downgrade their growth and inflation forecasts after weakness at the end of last year. And that would potentially create room for them to provide an insurance rate cut to help try and reinforce the expected recovery in the UK economy. So on balance, we believe that the Bank of England will deliver an insurance rate cut, but we would stress that it is a very, very close call. And in terms of the kind of FX market impact, we're still kind of sticking to our view that we think the negative impact on the pound from an insurance rate cut, we think that would still be relatively limited and also temporary as well, especially if we continue to see evidence building that the UK economy is picking up after the election. And if that data flow continues to improve going forward, then we think if that will eventually start to encourage a further strengthening of the pound going forward.
Thanks very much, Lee. Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any other information. Check back next week for more FX insights.